You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Today we want to talk about miracles. People often ask whether or not God performs miracles today.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, in all your grace and power, perform the miracle of faith in us toward your Son, Jesus Christ, and every other miracle you have in mind for people who love you. Make us thankful for the miracles of birth and of rebirth in our families and in our personal lives. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Today we want to talk about miracles. People often ask whether or not God performs miracles today. There's no question about the fact that Jesus performed miracles. He did wonderful things. He healed the deaf and the dumb, the blind and the lame, the lepers and the mentally ill. Remember how he raised people from the dead and turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fish, and he rose from the dead himself. The question usually asked is, do miracles happen today? Does God perform miracles today? Does Jesus perform miracles today? Or did he just do them when he was here on earth many years ago? To help answer those questions, I'd like to turn to the story recorded by Luke in the 5th chapter of his gospel. It tells something about what occurred when Jesus performed a miracle, and it also helps us to understand why a miracle occurred just at that time. Let me just read the story to you. One day, Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret while the people pushed their way up to him to listen to the word of God. He saw 2 boats pulled up on the beach. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, it belonged to Simon, and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Push the boat out further to the deep water, and you and your partners let down your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon answered, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." They let them down and caught such a large number of fish that the nets were about to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full of fish that the boats were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He and the others with him were all amazed at the large number of fish they had caught. The same was true of Simon's partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." They pulled the boats up on the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus. God performed miracles before the time of Jesus. Think of the 10 plagues by which the grip of Pharaoh was broken on the children of Israel, or the things Moses did by the power of God. We shall never forget about Elijah and the false prophets on Mount Carmel. The humanity and even the humor of that incident was so like everything else in life that people forget it was a tremendous miracle. No one can ignore the fact that in the first century of its existence, the Apostolic Church was very conscious of the fact that miracles were being performed all the time. The things that happened to Peter and Paul, and the things Peter and Paul themselves did, can be described only as miracles. That's what the book of Acts is all about. The miracles of the Holy Spirit, as he does his thing in the world, through people who have names just as we do. Miracles do happen. We see them and forget them, or we see them and ignore them. Miracles do happen. Often they become thankless miracles because people do not think enough even to thank for them. The miracles of Jesus are in a class all by themselves. He is the master of disease, of death, and even of the forces of evil that are at large in the world. He can do anything. That's what people said to him personally. You can do anything. They were right. He could do anything. And he can do anything. He healed 10 lepers and one returned to thank him. Even Jesus was amazed at that. He healed a woman with a hemorrhage. He healed 2 blind men and said, according to your faith, be it done to you. He was doing that all the time. Eventually, people began to take it almost as an ordinary occurrence. When Jesus was brought before Herod at the last Inquisition, Herod was interested in only one thing. He wanted Jesus to do a miracle just for himself, personally, all alone. Jesus could be very rigid about something like that. He was not interested in just doing miracles. He could also be very flexible. He was not bound by a fixed pattern. You could never say about him that he always did the same things in exactly the same way. Generally, he healed people in response to their faith. But he healed Malchus, the servant of the high priest, out there when the guard was ready to take him into custody. Malchus did not ask for a miracle, but Jesus healed him for reasons of his own. The widow of Nain, accompanying the body of her son to the cemetery for burial, did not ask that the boy be raised from the dead. She was probably too grief-stricken even to think about something like that. But Jesus saw her weeping. It was not that he could not bear to see people weep, but he was touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Nobody really expected a resurrection out there, but there it was. At other times, it was just a simple thing, like fishing. He had his eye on a bunch of fishermen. Out of that crowd came a lot of wonderful things eventually. None of them believed at the moment that the stranger standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, also called the Sea of Galilee, was going to change their lives as he did. He actually got into a boat and asked them to push off a little bit from the shore. There he sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When the teaching was finished, he said to Simon, "Push the boat out further into the deep water, and you and your partners let down your nets for a catch." Simon was a professional. He said, "We've tried all night, and we haven't caught anything." But he was also an adventurer, as fishermen generally are. If he says so, let's put down the nets. The nets became so full with fish that they had to beckon to their partners to come over and help them. They filled both boats so full of fish that the boats were about to sink. Simon Peter, a rough but sensitive man, saw what had happened. He fell down to his knees before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." His partners' names were James and John, the sons of Zebedee. All of these have become familiar names to the whole world by this time. Who would ever have thought that something like this would happen? Miracles do happen. Their words may be misunderstood at times, but people all over the world have heard their words. Jesus cared about sick people. He cared about people who were weeping. He cared for the handicapped. He cared about fishermen. Jesus cares. And miracles do happen. People are skeptical. They don't think a miracle will happen. They don't think a miracle can happen. Peter didn't think a miracle would happen either. But one thing he did, he put down the nets. "If he says so," said Simon, "let's put the nets down." It's like the commander of nature telling the fish to hit the nets. In fact, the nets were about to break. Things certainly had changed since the night before. The boats were full of fish. They were so full, they're about to sink. Of course, there probably was someone around there who suggested that there must be some natural explanation for all of this, because miracles simply do not happen. Simon Peter was no longer skeptical. He fell on his knees before the Lord and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." That's the natural reaction of someone who has seen God perform a miracle. A sense of awe is in the air. I'm told that when lightning hits, you can smell it. Well, Peter smelled the presence of God. Some people would just like to see God once so that they could tell him off. They spend practically all their lives trying to get rid of God. They're filled up with resentment toward God. They don't want to even hear about God, but they would like one good chance to tell him what they think. Simon Peter was a professional fisherman. He was not a monk who spent his whole life in religious pursuits. He was out there in the rough trying to make a living. He could swear like a professional, an ability he never quite lost, although he did lose the inclination for it. There was very little piety in his reaction to this miracle, which he recognized as a miracle. There was a lot of human response to the presence of God. "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." The miracle may not have looked spectacular to someone watching from the shore, but it was mighty spectacular to the men who were in the boat that day. They never forgot about it. They told about it. And that's why we know about it today. "Jesus performed a miracle," Peter said. "And I can tell you why. He wanted to bring me around, to forget who I am and to remember who he is." It's a great thing to remember who you are. Miracles do happen. The great God can get through to you and remind you who you are. That's a miracle in itself. Sometimes it takes drastic action, like illness, misfortune, tragedy, or something else, to bring people to the point where they remember who they are. God can use suffering for that purpose. And he can also bring healing. He does this all the time. Miracles do happen. When God finally gets through to people to remind them who they are, there is his son reminding people who God is. Simon Peter never stopped telling people how Jesus Christ died on that Black Friday and how he rose again from the dead on that wonderful sunny Easter. "This is God," he kept saying. "Miracles do happen. Hooray for God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who out of the magnificence of his mercy has brought us to life again and given us a hope that is alive, all through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Simon Peter said that. Miracles do happen. Remembering who they are, people rise again from death to life, not just at the great resurrection, but right here and now, to new life by faith in Jesus Christ, with hope and love that make their faith a wonderful way of life. They overcome all kinds of problems by faith. Miracles do happen. People trample on serpents, so to speak, or even in reality, miracles do happen. People are forgiven and they forgive. Miracles do happen. People unkind or unloving become kind and loving. Miracles do happen. Miracles have a purpose. They remind us who we are, and they remind us who God is. They remind us of his grace, and they put us in the path of his power. People actually are changed by faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. And they actually begin to live a new life with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Miracles do happen. There's no reason why a miracle cannot happen to you. Jesus is present. He's talking to you. Jesus is knocking on your door. You can turn away, of course, as Simon Peter could have turned away. But Simon Peter said, "I'm a sinful man, O Lord." That's human. It is truly human. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." They pulled the boats up on the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus. It was a miracle. It's not the only one that will happen to these men, but it's a miracle. I know all about people who had miracles happen to them. They've been healed in ways that simply could not be explained, even by doctors. They accept this action of God in the lives of people, showing his compassion and love, along with his tremendous power. I don't want to judge what is a miracle or what is not. But people know that God has shown them his grace and power. Miracles do happen. Miracles don't have to be spectacular. They can be quite ordinary and still be great miracles. If you've never enjoyed a miracle in your lifetime, you have a great experience waiting for you. It could just be that you have a great awakening ahead of you. It's not so much that miracles do not happen, but people are not awake enough to see them when they do happen. That may be the reason St. Paul kept telling people, "Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." I myself have visited people in the hospital whom I never thought I would see again on this earth. Today they are walking around healthy and well. I've known people who are going down into the pit of death in other ways. They simply wreck their lives with self-will and selfishness. Today they're walking around, those very same people, in the sunshine of God's favor, with the hand of his grace upon them. Every physical birth is a miracle. Every baby born is a miracle. Louise Brown is a miracle, even though people call her the test tube baby. No doctor could ever produce Louise Brown. Rebirth is possible, and that's a miracle. People are reborn all the time. They're walking miracles. They can hardly believe it themselves, but there they are. If it were not for the fact that miracles can happen, I would not be talking to you today. First of all, I would not be here, and secondly, I wouldn't have anything to say to you. In many ways, through ordinary people, miracles do happen. They happen by the power of God. You can take my word for it. If you don't want to take my word for it, you can take his. I'm a sinful man, but Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. He's the one who died and rose again from the dead. He's alive, and he is Lord. Jesus Christ is a miracle, and everyone who is reborn by faith in Jesus Christ is a living, walking miracle. He did miracles when people had faith in him. He did miracles to bring people to faith in him. He did miracles to shake people up, and he did miracles to bring them down to earth again, freed from their resentments and filled with faith in him. That's the secret, believing in Jesus Christ. As Christ's men always said, faith saves, faith heals, faith brings peace, and faith gives life. It does that because it is faith in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again from the dead. The miraculous catch of fishes is going on all the time. It's going on because there were some men there that day who got the idea. Miracles do happen. They happen as he said. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. They pulled the boats up on the beach, left them sitting there, and followed him. Miracles do happen. They happen all the time. Amen.